This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. So it is my pleasure to be joined today by Dr. Deborah Zoide, Deputy Executive Director of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria. Dr. Zoide has been working in the field of HIV/AIDS for the past 30 years as a scientist, strategist, manager, advocate, and activist. Dr. Zoide joined us today at CSIS for an event on prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, also known as PMTCT. Dr. Zoide, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So on today's panel, you talked about Option B+. Can you explain what Option B+ is?
Option B+ is if you have a woman who is already infected with HIV, she should be put on treatment. That's the first thing we need to realize. As a result, if we put her on treatment and she gets pregnant, the child, the transmission from her to the child would be minimized. Of course, there are steps that you need to take as soon as the child is born. Then subsequent pregnancies will also be protected. But more importantly, the mother will leave so that the child is not going to be an orphan. This compared to giving treatment for the mother at a certain point during pregnancy and then giving treatment for the child and then stopping the treatment for the mother. So that is why B+ makes a lot of sense. It is cost-effective. Programmatically, it's much easier than stop and go as the mother becomes pregnant to put her in treatment, take her off, and put her on treatment again.
Mm-hmm. And are there any countries that have implemented B+ already, and do you see challenges for future countries that would like to implement this?
Yes, the example that has been given in the meeting this morning, as you saw, is Malawi. Malawi has put this in place, and I'm very proud that the Global Fund, in a very short time, we also reprogrammed and mobilized resources for Malawi to be able to do this. We will see how it works. There are a number of countries who are also moving from what we called option one, which was what I described earlier, treatment only during pregnancy, to B+. So we'll see as we move, but it's the right thing to do. It is also a move which will make sure that we get closer to an HIV/AIDS-free generation.
And the Global Fund's role in ending transmission from mother to child, can you speak a little bit about that?
The Global Fund, as you know, was established to raise resources for HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. We fund programs in countries. It's demand-driven. Countries request what they want from the Global Fund, and if the proposal is sound, then we fund them. So where B+ comes in is as countries who have had grants from the Global Fund in phase one, as they come in phase two for reprogramming, and this being a new thing in the fight against HIV/AIDS, that is where we come in. There are resources that could be reprogrammed so that we make even the most out of this new innovation, which is protecting the mothers and the children and the coming generation as well, including men, by the way. Mm-hmm. The fathers and the husbands of these women will also be protected. So we are protecting an intact family from HIV.
That's great. And as a last question, the International AIDS Conference is coming to Washington, D.C. this week, beginning today. What do you hope to get from the conference? What do you hope the world takes from this historic event?
A lot. First of all, every 2 years when the HIV/AIDS community gets together, it is a time to re-energize the global solidarity. It is global solidarity that got us to where we are now. The title of or the theme of this conference is the Turning the Tide Together. And we have a number of things, which is the mother-to-child transmission, which is going to move us towards an AIDS-free generation. There is treatment. There is treatment for prevention. There are a number of prevention tools, but more importantly, the political commitment to make sure that we have, yes, we have good results. Yes, we see a positive trend, but the war is not over yet. So keeping the momentum and keeping the promises of countries who have been supporting this epidemic in moving forward is critical. There shouldn't be any minutes spent on, we have done it on HIV/AIDS, let's move on. We have not. We have not. There is a lot to be done, but we should celebrate what we have done so far, but and be very aware that we need to protect the gains that we have been putting into this epidemic for the last 30 years and move ahead.
Well, Dr. Zuidi, thank you so much for your time. And interested listeners can find out more about today's event on PMTCT at www.smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.